This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it isn't really the Good Day program. It's sort of an adjunct to it when we take our hour that comes just for the official talk radio countdown show every week. It's called the Talk Radio Review. I think that was clever, ladies, of me to come up with that, the roundup of our thoughts. The ladies here among us, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug here with the charts for this week, the week of Thanksgiving. And as you can imagine, wowie zowie, Thanksgiving is number 10 on the list. So, Jennifer Horn is here to tell us how she single-handedly prepared food for 140 people on Thanksgiving.
That would be fake news, and I don't try to fake news. But I did do almost all the preparations myself this year, which is not unusual. I've done it before. Mm-hmm. But then usually I have help, like, with the cleanup afterwards. I was like, people, this is not how it works. Don't you know one cooks and then everybody else helps to clean? But, it was lovely. We had a lovely Thanksgiving. And your friend, it was not only my family, but your friend Fred Dreyer was there. And Larry Elder.
He's always around for a mooching meal.
He actually had such a great time.
He's a good guy. I like the guy. He's fun.
We had about 15, 16 people. It was a nice group.
Whenever, and I don't mean a name dropping, because I was at your house last Saturday night for your father's birthday. And it's probably the same crew pretty much that hangs around for Thanksgiving. Fewer of them. Yeah, right. But still, the tone of conversation is about the same, and the amount of food. There's always plenty of food. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about, isn't it, in a manner of speaking? To have the food, enjoy the food, understand where it comes from, understand why you should be appreciative. It should be National Holiday for Farmers, frankly, because my focus on Thanksgiving.
It's funny. I was talking about that on my local show this week, about especially when it comes to, yes, obviously the produce and stuff, but we think about turkey this time of year, right? And you hear about the hardships that have been happening with the turkey farmers. Apparently there was some avian flu outbreak that we didn't hear much about.
There was. Well, you weren't listening to this program because we talked a lot about it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do here, is talk about things like that that affect your lives. And if you found the either price or the lack of turkeys to be a factor in your Thanksgiving, that was the real deal. That was the real story. And still, Jennifer, if the farmers that grew the turkeys realized on average about, what was it we said, Jay, 6 cents a pound or something, even though it was almost $2 a pound, the farmers
get screwed. They still make, like, nothing from it.
Yeah, right. So why even grow them? Is the question, and then that brings us.
They were saying the fuel costs and the labor costs were also up. So it wasn't just the what we might call like a natural thing with the avian flu, but it was also all those extra things that it costs just to spend more for feed and to move stuff. And it's like those are the things we don't think about. We just go, why is turkey so dang expensive? And you know, why can't I get what I want? And we should be paying more attention to the people who are doing that.
Absolutely. Here's something that somewhat of a Thanksgiving miracle that certainly belongs in our conversation about Thanksgiving this year. The four-year-old who was in Denver in the hospital, he had RSV, which is something that we haven't really talked a lot about, respiratory syncytial virus.
It's something right now.
It is, especially out there down in Florida. This four-year-old was in the hospital for 24 days with this thing, and not unlike what the circumstance is, about 1,000 people in Denver have had this problem and have been hospitalized. It's kind of like going back to some of the pandemic era in terms of numbers who are in hospitals. So this youngster,
especially in the pediatric ward, this little girl's name is Maddow, and RSV isn't anything new. It seems like
it's getting a lot of attention
more
now.
Often, but it is getting a lot more attention this time, and maybe because everybody's immune system is a little bit more shot from not going out and about for a year or 2 years even.
Mm-hmm.
But this little girl, her parents were even saying that she's so super active, and all of a sudden she had a difficult time even staying awake. Yeah. It got really bad.
On life support for 8 days. Mm-hmm. That's got to be traumatic on a family not knowing.
She did.
Yep. So Meadow Maples is her name. No relation to Marla, probably, but at any rate.
So cute, though, Meadow. I don't know. That's a very cute name.
Meadow Maples.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. It's like when Megan, my daughter, sends me notes now, it's from the three M's because her husband's name is Matthew and their son's name is Miles. So they're the three M's.
Triple M's.
And, yeah, triple M's. And so anyway, her father, Jameson, is now wanting to help other parents be aware of what happens when you get this respiratory problem. You got a runny nose, you're coughing, you have difficulty breathing, there's a fever that goes with it, and you're very fatigued. So if you have that problem or you have somebody around you, child, grandchild, you need to have them checked out.
And I think what makes it a little scary is that they can take a turn really fast with this. Mm-hmm. My cousin, we were talking at Thanksgiving, she's got two little ones that are 2 and 4, because mostly this is a little kid thing. And
yes, it is.
She was saying what the schools all warn them about is that they want to get them checked right away with this stuff, because most kids are going to be fine. Most kids, it's going to be just the symptoms and they're going to get through it. But then there's the other kids that take a turn. So they always say it's important to go get them checked and check their oxygen and all that stuff. So it's man, it's hard to be a parent.
Yep, it is. It's good, rewarding, but a lot of things need to be attended to. All right, so I sort of combined number 10 and number 8 there. Number 7 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine is a focus on crime. And I think the thing that I find of all of the stories this week, this Walmart shooter, there was a kill list that was found in a trash can outside of his home. And I look at this. I think I said something before. I'd actually seen a picture. Young white man. Well, this is a black kid.
Yeah, he's not a white guy.
No, it's not a white guy. This is a Virginia Walmart. So how did you talk about this? You mentioned doing mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, so sometimes a local show doesn't really, or if I were the program director, I'd tell you not to focus on things. Yeah. If it's a local show, then you talk about local issues, local happenings, local events, and not, this is trouble with, I'm off on a rant now for a moment, forgive me. But with all this local news stuff, all these stations are going, oh, more local news. It isn't local news. It's all a bunch of crap from what's going on around the country and the world because they're either too lazy or they can't find anything going on. I mean, there's only so much going on, so much that you can talk about. So let's talk about stuff that isn't local. And so anyway, I
don't have that problem in Los Angeles. I mean,
no. No.
An entire program with all the stuff going on in Los Angeles, but we do a mix, and kind of the way that I break it up, we have 4 segments an hour. So we have the top and the bottom of the hour. So 0, a 15, a 30, and a 45, basically. And so I always try to do the biggest local stuff at the top and the bottom, and then at the 15 and the 45, that's when we put in, because there is a really big interest on political talk radio for the national politics. So we do that. But when there's a shooting like this, it's not wall-to-wall coverage, unless it's in California.
Yeah.
We spent more time with those cadets who were mowed down by that guy that nobody on the national level really picked up when he ran over 25 young people who are trying to get into law enforcement. That wasn't picked up nationally, but we spent more time on that.
Yeah.
But with a story like this, I think it's important for all of us to talk about motivations. I think what's a disgrace is that the media and our elected politicians try to assign a narrative to shootings, that if those shootings don't fit that narrative, then they move on. For instance, the shooter at the gay nightclub, they wanted that guy to be a Trump supporter. They wanted him to be a MAGA hat wearing guy. And when he wasn't, now people aren't really talking about it the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I think the story in Virginia is going to go away, because I think you're going to find out that maybe there was something gang related or something going on in that store that was probably not, again, fitting the narrative that the media likes. And it's stupid, because we should be focusing on each one of these shootings. Where did we go wrong? Where did our system fail? How does this happen? And it's like, oh, we only want to talk about the ones that we can link to someone we don't like. And it's nonsense. I don't know if you heard some of the witnesses in the store, but I mean, it was almost like there was a lack of regard for for life from this one guy who was like, wow, he just started dumping on us. I crawled out of the room and I was just trying to get my snacks. I just wanted to get my snacks. So I don't know what was going on. what the focus was?
Yeah, in Colorado Springs, the suspect's name is Anderson Lee Aldrich. And apparently his father thought that his son was dead.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. This case, this guy, not to make any excuses for anybody, because criminal behavior, criminals, and he's a murderer, he needs to be held to the highest account.
Right.
But if you really dig into what was going on in this kid's life, first of all, you have his parents who have failed him, and then the system failed all of us. His mother, I guess he was raised mostly by his maternal grandmother. Mm-hmm. He changed his name because he wanted separation from his father. His father was a porn star and an MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. His mother was, I guess, in and out of trouble with the law. She was picked up for arson, but then they moved the charge down to criminal.
How does anybody have a chance when you come out of the loins of people like that?
And then you find out he was bullied, that there was some community of people on YouTube calling him a gay Asian. And this is not, look, people deal with hard stuff their whole life, and don't do this kind of stuff. But then he makes criminal threats against his mother, and the DA in Colorado drops the case against him, even though his whole town was evacuated because they thought he was making a bomb. Had this DA actually prosecuted him for those charges, he wouldn't have been able to get a gun because, oh, we actually have rules in place that work. It's just nobody ever wants to use them. The red flag law would have been hit, but the DA didn't prosecute or didn't even try. So that's just failure on failure. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the 30-year-old man who was killed, the Oklahoma sheriff's deputy, who was wounded during the shooting on Thanksgiving in Oklahoma, up in the northwest corner of the state. So there's this stuff going on. Even though there's a holiday and we'd like a rest from this sort of thing, it seems that we don't have rest from it. So number seven, number six, both on the story list here, sort of combined for your consideration. Coming up in a moment or two, some comments from social media about the issues of the week. It's 18 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the review, the weekly review that we have, Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, and late of the DJV program and the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Jay Kirshner, who is in wholeheartedly in these discussions every day that we have about what's going on in the world. I'm really surprised in looking at the comments from social media. Most of the questions and answers are about Black Friday and Donald Trump. How come nobody is writing or talking about Todd and Julie Crisley being convicted? Are they going to go to jail in the same cell? Will they be in the same cell?
They'll probably. I would imagine what they've done for a lot of other married celebrities is one person serves their time and then the other person serves their time.
Although
there are different reports that Savannah Crisley is going to be taking over custody of her younger brother and then her niece, who the Crisleys have custody over. So it's going to be interesting.
Tax evasion.
Can I ask
bank
you a
fraud.
Jay, man, Jay, you can tell me. What are these people, how are they famous? I mean, I know they have a reality show, but what's their
story?
Yeah, it's
one of those things that they're kind of in the camp of famous for being famous. I think it was a realtor, and people just thought they were funny and were like, hey, you should have a TV show, and they pitched it or something.
I don't see anything funny about him. I watched it a little while. He looks like he's a complete dud, and I don't know what her appeal is. Anyway, all right, just a quickie. Let's get to the question about Black Friday shopping. What are people saying about the pursuits on Black Friday?
Yeah, are you doing it or not? John Ackerman says, usually I avoid retail on Black Friday, but my coffee maker died and I don't want to wait until Saturday to replace it. So watch out, crowds. Here I come.
Great. All right. What else?
Daniel Erskine says, I've already done my cyber shopping, at least most of it. Terry Seavey says, shop on small business on Saturday, which, hey.
Yeah, right. Hello. Yes. Right.
And Susan Nelson says, no way, with a whole bunch of O's and Y's.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, not these days, all the craziness of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's always un-American in my mind to go shopping or buy things. I know, Jennifer, you become an un-American because you do a lot of your stuff before Thanksgiving. It just seems to take, look at me. Am I a good example? No, because I don't shop whether it's online or in the store.
I've been trying to get it. My mom's having a surgery on the 5th, and so I've been trying to get all of my stuff done for the holidays before, which has been a crunch. So I'm going to actually try to wrap and stuff this weekend and see where I am.
Nah.
Usually I'm so organized. I'm putting everything on the list, and now I've been picking things up willy-nilly. But I miss shopping in the store, actually.
There you go. All right, next question.
So much stress when you get a head start on all of this, because it is like a whiplash from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Hanukkah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, should he be banned? Why is he back on Twitter, et cetera? What are people saying there?
Yeah, and should other people who were banned, should they come back? Donald Trump has been permitted to be back on Twitter. He still has yet to tweet. He has said he has no real interest, so it'll be interesting to see if he does do anything when he starts really with that push for his run for presidency. Mel Dixon says, I'm only on Facebook, so I personally don't care. That was a lot of lot of the commentary.
I'm with that, yeah.
Diana Julian says, I thought Trump said he didn't want to go back on Twitter. He said he's got a good thing going with his Truth Social or whatever.
Okay.
We have Corinne Neal who says, let people tweet what they want, how they want, and if it's anything that doesn't follow Twitter's guidelines, then there should be some kind of warning attached to the tweet. They're already doing something like that for some of the tweets anyway. And people need to stop making such a big deal. Some people in the world are awful. That's
much
what it
a deal.
Is. Get over
it. All right. Much to do about nothing. Deb Renee, what'd she say?
Deb Renee says, why do people care so much? Follow or don't follow. Use Twitter or don't use Twitter. Stop trying to control what other people say. They don't reflect who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. Only you do.
Amen to that. Yep. GoodDayShow.com is where you find a lot of these comments. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, 28 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Aviation Administration said a single-engine plane which had departed White Plains, New York, crashed into a power line tower near Montgomery County Air Park in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. Two men in their mid-60s were trapped atop the tower, roughly 100 feet off the ground. Hypothermia was also an issue. The two were rescued in the early hours of Monday. Witness William Smouse on ABC 7 Chicago.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay.
More than 3,000 flights into or out of the United States have been delayed as of Sunday afternoon, one of the busiest travel days of Thanksgiving. Rain, wind, and thunderstorms are contributing to the issue. Another storm system moving into the Pacific Northwest is expected to bring heavy snow to the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top stories from the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com, and you can comment on any of the things not only going on conversationally here during this program. Some of you hear our Good Day program during the week as well. Hopefully that's the case with most of you. Social media connections on Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. You can get the Good Day download every week. So if you don't hear the program, you can hear the download at gooddayshow.com each day at the end of the program. For example, we are on the air live this week on Thanksgiving, as we are most holidays, with the exception of Christmas and New Year's. I gave into that because many years, Jennifer, we've done Good Day on Christmas and New Year's. And so I guess I'm getting lax and slack in my old age under the circumstances. I'd rather be on the air.
You're prioritizing what's important.
Really? Okay. Good to know. Number four this week on our story list has to do with Mr. Musk and Twitter. Elon Musk says he's going to begin restoring previously banned Twitter accounts next week. A lot of attention, as we've already mentioned here in the countdown, the review, has been on Donald Trump and whether he goes back on Twitter or not. Sounds like a lot of people don't care. But is that going to be the case when you look at all of these moves to undo the policy of permanently suspending people who violate the rules? Are the rules supposed to be changing? Is Musk going to change the rule? He's giving general amnesty to suspended accounts. That's how it's coming across anyway.
Suspended accounts were so one-sided. That's what's so annoying about this.
Right.
Is that you can have the Ayatollah in Iran, who is literally a terrorist and killing his own people, and he still can be on Twitter, but Donald Trump can't be on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or for instance, Juanita Broderick. Like, why would they even care about bringing her off of Twitter? Because she had harsh words and still does for the Clintons. Mm-hmm. I mean, just weird stuff. So, you know, that's the thing, is that if Twitter is a private company and they should have their own terms and service contract with their people, but that should be clearly stated to the people that sign up for Twitter, what's appropriate, what's not. And they need to either go after everybody, even handedly, or they need to just let everybody back on the platform. So I think Elon, with a new start, should let everybody back on. So here's our terms and conditions. This is the only way you can get suspended. And then go from there. Like, enough with the banning, especially
well, there was a poll.
The White House picking and choosing is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
The poll that was conducted on Twitter on Thanksgiving Day, there were 3 million votes that were used to come up with the results here. 72% of those voting in the poll said they were in favor of amnesty. 27% said no. So there you go. It shows you two-thirds or more were for the amnesty. Let's just move on. I don't know that it's clear yet how Musk and the team is going to sort out which accounts. Is Musk got nothing better to do than sit there and look individually at these accounts and figure out who? I would think a guy that runs a space company and a car company would be a little busy to be looking at individual tweets. Right, wouldn't you think?
Well, I think he's got people and algorithms that do that, yes.
Ah, okay.
But Elon also says, you know, my job is to tweet now, so he's been doing it. He's been tweeting a lot.
Yeah. All right, so one of the people banned was Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is she still in the apple of Trump's eye for vice president? What do you think? Come on, tell me.
Oh, I don't think she's a candidate for vice president, no.
No.
I do think she's made a deal with Kevin McCarthy, though, because Kevin McCarthy needs almost every Republican to help him become Speaker of the House, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, has been saying he needs to be tougher, and he's been pretty tough this week. And
how so? What's an example of that?
Saying that he's, and I love this, by the way, that he's going to go to the border and that he's going to hold hearings on immigration when Republicans are in the lead to figure out why the border is wide open, and they're going to hold the hearings on the border to force Democrats to actually see what's going on, because many of them won't travel to the border to check it out. So that's one. He's talking about removing people from their committee assignments. I think that's a really bad precedent, but someone like Eric Swalwell should be gone because he was compromised by a Chinese spy. He had a romantic relationship, and now he sits on the intelligence committee when he wouldn't even qualify for clearance, security clearance. So there are certain things he's been talking about that I think are kind of on the money.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see where that goes. Anyway, that's more on number four. We have our favorite focus when you're with us, Donald Trump. A couple of things. He's number two this week on the story list, and he's number two this week on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. So one of the things that people took note of this week was the suit. The New York Adult Survivors Act has taken effect. And so Donald Trump has been sued for allegedly raping this woman in the 1990s. What's her name? E. Jean Carroll, 78 years old, the first one to sue under the Adult Survivors Act. So where is this going to go? Is this yet another thing?
This woman has levied these charges, but there just hasn't been enough, like, of anything to make it happen. And so,
but does it fall into the same category, you know, all the things that were said about Chris Noth and all the things that were said about and others who have been accused of illicit sexual stuff, things. They have lost their jobs and their position in society. So there have been accusations against Trump for years. How come he hasn't been eliminated from society's discussion? Is this a double standard?
I think that there are a lot of people who don't like Donald Trump and want to take him down. I also don't want to deny women's stories. I just think that if you're going to come forward, and unfortunately this happens, you know, when you're trying to come forward 30 or 40 years after something happens, what kind of evidence do you have? Because you can't just expect the world to stop if you don't have a lot of evidence. And that's just the unfortunate thing. So I don't know. These types of things are pretty messy. I tend to look at the timing of them. You know, as to how she popped up in 2016, now she's popping up again in 2022.
But that's not my point. When you look at the careers of a lot of people who have been well-known, who have been accused of stuff, and yet there's nothing that comes after it, there's not one bit of information. Chris Noth was accused, and that was it.
And
that's been well over a year ago.
Nothing. I know, that's so infuriating. You're right about that. Yeah.
So if it happened to him and he lost his career as an actor, why doesn't Trump have... Why is it that there's a double standard?
He's still
here.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Although I think in many cases it's the backbone. You know, Trump just doesn't let it drive him away.
Well,
whereas maybe, you know, others just let them go away because it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see. There's the business of Trump and what happens. What I didn't say that I probably should have said with regard to him being reinstated is what impact will have on income at Twitter, because some of the civil rights groups are going around to advertisers on Twitter and saying, how dare you advertise on Twitter if Trump is back? And this is a private concern. You know what? You can say what you want, but the intimidation stuff is really getting old. And I know that, feeling that as an advertiser, you know, I'm in the advertising business here. Not that I have stuff that's on the air for the most part that people are going to want to boycott. But if I did have a strong opinion about stuff, I've said things where back to advertising my pillow products. And so I get criticized for doing that. How dare you? That guy is a Trump supporter. Well, you know what? I don't really care whether he's a Trump supporter or not. There is information there. There are 1,500 people that work in that plant, and I feel like the stuff's all made in America, so that's sort of in my wheelhouse. I'll promote that.
People don't have to buy it.
No!
If you don't want to.
Don't buy it!
Mike Lindell could spew anything he wants. Those pillows are dang good. I like those pillows. And
right.
I always have liked their products. So if you like them because they're good, great. And if you don't want to buy because of politics, then you have the right to do that.
But if you do, you can go to MyPillow.com, look at the things in the catalog, and buy them using the discount code DS. How about that for excitement? All right, more from the ladies of the day here on the Talk Radio Review in a matter of moments.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Not to get stuck on the My Pillow stuff, but Jennifer and Jay were just talking about something that happened this week. The fact that Elon Musk was asking about My Pillow. Are they really that good?
Because somebody was
what did Lindell do?
I guess Mike Lindell was off Twitter. Or maybe Elon was asking it to bring him back on. And they're like, well, you know, people are going after him about MyPillow. And he said, is it really that good? So Mike Lindell hears about this and sent a huge box of MyPillows to Elon Musk. And
really?
Hey, that's just a smart business move. You know,
yeah.
somebody
yeah,
with his power talking about your product, send
right.
away.
Exactly. Bing, bang, boom. Okay, so the Thanksgiving holiday number 10, I'm looking for a list of leftovers that are on that are in your refrigerator, Jennifer, and Jay, your refrigerator. What leftovers do you have, and do you care? We might as well, in terms of this holiday weekend, what are some of the things you do with turkey, with cranberry sauce, with mashed potatoes, stuffing? What do you do?
Continue eating it. The stuffing and the gravy, those are my big, like, I will eat it until it is completely gone or at least I hit 4 days post.
And then that's it.
Yeah, I had to cut off.
We're going to have a little day, too, I think. Probably Friday nights we usually with my parents, and so I think that'll be left overnight. No DoorDash, no cooking. I think we're going to do left.
I'm looking at recipes for turkey frittatas. I'm trying to remember what a frittata is.
What's eggs.
Okay.
I have a weird thing about chicken or turkey with eggs. Mixing nature way too close.
Right. It's like making a waffle with a turkey. People have chicken waffles. Turkey waffles. Yay. Unga bunga. No, thank you. And this, by the way, you'll be interested to know, this past week was the biggest week ever for the sale of Tupperware.
Gotta put that stuff somewhere.
Exactly. There it is. I think one of the good news stories of the week, we were talking about earthquakes. The earthquake in Indonesia that killed 270 people. The earthquake. Did you feel the earthquake in Southern California the other day, Jennifer? Didn't quite get up to L.A.
Nope, I didn't feel it.
Down in Palm Springs and those areas down there. Anyway, a six-year-old boy was pulled from the debris of the earthquake that hit Indonesia. This young fellow was under the rubble and had survived for over a day in a small village. Isn't that amazing? How do you think, with all that stuff on top of what, you know, when the earthquake happens, you know this from your experiences in L.A., Jennifer, when the bridges collapsed in the Northridge.
There was a Northridge earthquake. There was a Whittier earthquake. That was really sizable. Northridge was a big one.
The stuff that comes down, the concrete and the debris, has to fall in just the right way for somebody like this to survive.
Yeah, you create an air pocket.
Yeah, right, and that's what happens. So that's a real miracle. You talk about Thanksgiving miracles or holiday miracles. That's an example of it, because there were about 2,000 people or more that had been hurt, 61,000 people displaced there. There were 56,000 houses that were damaged or destroyed, because they don't have the same, you know, it has more of an impact there because they don't have the same quality standards for building. All right, ladies, we'll take a pause here. It's 49, no, actually, it's 10 before the hour. 50 minutes past on the countdown overview.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess.
text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our friend Nick Miles, who runs his website, rautoexpert.com, one of the most sought-after experts in the automobile business, always is on top of all of the news, including the Tesla recalls, not like Elon Musk just has Donald Trump on his mind, apparently, and a resentment is building up over the low inventories at dealers' lots. We'll talk about that, and Jeep with its new electric wagon here. Well, that's just not, those words shouldn't even be in the same sentence. All right. We'll get to that in a moment. Slowly but surely, things are coming back to normal as the effects of the pandemic ease. That includes Black Friday deals on your next car. So listen up, everybody. Here's Andy Solomon with some good news.
Unlike this time last year, the inventory of new cars is slowly climbing, but still below pre-pandemic levels. And with Black Friday upon us, there are deals to be had, like 0% financing, thousands of dollars off, and no payments for 90 days. Allison Harwood, senior editor for Kelley Blue Book.
If you aren't comfortable going to the dealership, KBB.com has you covered with our dealer home services to do your research, book test drives, and take local delivery.
But if you do plan to go to the dealership on Black Friday, be prepared for longer than normal waits as they sanitize vehicles and safely work with customers.
One thing that stands out this year is that many manufacturer websites are prominently disclosing that dealers set their own prices and deals. Another tip is that it pays to come with a pre-approval for financing or a loan in hand for the car you want, which is something you can easily do online.
To learn more about Black Friday car deals, visit KBB.com.
All right, so that's a lead in to our discussion about the low inventories and the prices that are crazy. Apparently, J.D. Power has done a study, and the survey suggests not only resentment, but, you know, at some point, things have to get back to normal. I know my friend who has 24 car dealerships now. There are a couple of companies that are still finding it tough to provide the number of cars that people want to buy. The sales satisfaction index is pretty low. So yeah.
Unhappy buyer.
Yeah, well, not happy because they can't get what they want. And if they can, they have to pay through the nose for it. It's all the old, supply and demand. Two-thirds of the people who were surveyed say that they are sick of this because they're never going to get the money back sooner or later. The car's not going to be worth what's being paid for it today. So
it's a tough one because you don't know if the car companies are actually responsible or if somebody down the chain is responsible. But, I mean, the ultimate thing is companies are making more profit now than they ever have.
Yeah.
And I know that some people have genuine problems. I mean, Nissan haven't been able to get many of their Arias or their Zs out. You know, they were brand new cars. They haven't been able to find the bits they need to sell those. But there's certain things, and China may be a red flag state, because a lot of the stuff that end up being bought from them, like the screens and chips and things like that, they seem to be the problems. Yet car companies are walking away with, you know, 30% more profit last year. So something in the state of Denmark does stink slightly heavily.
Yes. All right. The Tesla back-to-back recalls, thousands of vehicles. The people who own them have been notified about these recalls. So what, they're like hundreds of thousands of them, it looks like here. I'm looking at the model.
80,000 software.
Yeah.
So the software in Teslas has always been a huge problem. And one of the things that most people don't know is that it has these incredible autonomous driving features, but they seem to quite regularly run into the back of fire trucks. If you see see any of the stats from the government of these sort of semi-autonomous or autonomous cars that are running on the roads, Tesla makes up the majority of the accidents, which is a bit of a red flag for me.
Right.
But software, a big problem for them. And the worst thing that Elon does is put things together. You should always be careful with somebody who is kind of like his personality with a factory. Yeah, the technology is great, but they've been awfully poorly put together. And
I wouldn't own one of these damn things for love no money. I think they're cheap crap. And you'd think that he'd be paying more attention to this stuff than whether Donald Trump is on Twitter or not. But anyway, who knows? Under the circumstances, it is time for us to say goodbye till next week. Yeah. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com, the car report here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.